Welcome to Hanging with the Heifers. I'm your host, Jared Cantrell, and today we'll be discussing the many different benefits of GMOs. Genetically engineered crops and animals have been given a bad name in today's day and age, and I plan to highlight the benefits of GMOs and how they've helped many people across the world. Some topics we'll cover today will be how some facts presented by anti-GMOers can be proven false, how GMOs help farmers all across the world, and the overall benefits GMOs bring to livestock and crops that are raised for food. I chose this topic of GMOs because it has to do with something I'm passionate about, that being agriculture. I didn't know much about GMOs before I researched it for this podcast. All I knew was they had a bad name, and most people didn't think they were healthy. I'm the type of person that wants to do my research before making an opinion on something, especially involving agriculture. So here's my look and the research that I've found and what formed my opinion on GMOs. First, I want to talk about all the benefits GMOs have on farmers. This topic should hit close to home with all my farmers out there. As many of you that grow crops know, a drought could wipe out your whole harvest. That's God knows how much money lost over something that you can't control. Anyone who farms also knows that losing that much in one season could put a farmer out of business, and a whole life's worth of work could be thrown away over a drought. A drought. Think about that. It's something that we as humans have no control over, yet it can still ruin a whole farm operation and run it out of business. Because of situations like this, GMOs were created in hopes to help farmers in times like these. We now have genetically engineered crops that are drought tolerant. This means because of the modifications done to these crops, they need less water to survive and thrive. Therefore, farmers can use these crops, and if they go through a drought, more than likely they'll still be good enough come harvest season. The USDA says that about 22% of all corn in the U.S. is genetically modified corn that is drought tolerant. Many farmers are switching to GMO crops because it could, in the end, it could be what saves their farm and their family's livelihood. You may be thinking, well, yeah, GMOs do sound good for the farmers, but is a crop that's genetically modified safe for me to eat? Well, the answer's been proven yes. The prestigious National Academics of Science, Engineering, and Medical Issues made the statement, no sustained evidence has been found that foods from genetically engineered crops are any less safe than non-genetically engineered crops. For me, that's enough right there to prove that genetically engineered crops and animals are safe to eat and won't cause me any harm. Scientists have also said that they have tested animals and humans eating GMOs and have found no evidence that GMOs can physically harm you. Anti-GMOers will say, but the studies haven't gone on long enough to prove that. Well, they're right. No one knows long-term how eating GMOs will affect us. But knowing that GMOs have been around and been eaten for over 30,000 years says enough to me that they aren't as harmful as some people are making them out to be. Now that all the sappy and boring things are out of the way, it's time to talk about the fun, exciting parts of GMOs. If you're like me and you're into more of the livestock side of agriculture, then this is the part of the podcast you'll enjoy. Most cattle people prefer to raise polled bovine because, like we all know, this is a lot safer when working cattle. Well, my friends, in the Journal of Law, Medicine, and Ethics, Volume 46, Number 1, it says that the trait of being polled is a genetically engineered trait in cattle. Polled cattle weren't just here, we had to make them. For all my non-cattle people out there that don't understand what the word polled means, it means that the cow was bred to not have horns. This helps keep the cattlemen safer when working the cows so they don't get a horn through the gut when a mad mama cow sees you tagging her baby. So see, not all genetically modified organisms are bad. In most cases, they're very helpful to us and the world we live in. Overall, GMOs do way more good than harm. people have been genetically modifying plants and animals for over 30,000 years, and no sickness or physical harm has been proven true from these organisms. To me, the fact that GMOs can make life so much easier for ranchers and farmers all over the world is enough for me to stand up and say, I support the use of GMOs. Through this podcast, I hope you learned enough information to form your opinion on the use of GMOs. You know, I hope that information was enough for you to say you support your local farmers and ranchers, and you also support the use of GMOs.